Today, we're ranking all of the Dragon Ball games.
Hello, Nano. How's it going today?
Hey, man. What's up? How are you, Tyler?
I'm good, man.
I didn't know we were going to hard launch that early.
He normally doesn't even call me that.
Ladies and Toasty. Gentlemen, welcome Tyler, a.k.a. Toasty, a.k.a. Tyler, a.k.a. Toasty.
Yep.
On the editing seat, hot off the presses. This is another big part of the set, is that we have a whole operation studio just to the right.
Can I break immersion for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Toasty, whenever you talk, does it pop up there?
Yeah. On mic and aux.
Yeah, there we go. All right, cool. Beautiful. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, continue your thought now, my bad.
Oh, I don't even remember my thought, but yeah, we have a whole...
You're going to talk shit because you're never...
No, what?
Listen, man, nothing can ever impress you. You're never satisfied with anything.
But I was, but I was impressed by this. I mean,
that's Toasty, a lie. He's impressed by Gears.
The only thing not... I mean, true. The only thing not impressive is that Toasty's a taller guy, and Nano did a lot, a total of maybe like... Toasty, how tall are you?
I didn't build this house.
I'm about 6'3", 6'4".
Nano allotted about 6'2" worth of space.
Nah, I'm fine, though. I'm standing here.
Like
I'm good.
He's fine, but he's like in a batter stance, which, you know, is fine. But basically, he's going to be doing the piloting for us today on this tier list, whereas normally it would be Nano. Again, this is not necessarily a video-oriented podcast. That all being said, you can't even see Toasty. We don't have a camera.
Yeah, we don't. But
we have the camera, but we haven't set it up.
This is one of those that we will obviously cover everything out, but you know, if you are an audio listener, you can pop in and see the visuals. But like, to be real, we're just going to be moving stuff around. We try to be as accommodating as possible. Dotto, I have to ask you the important question that we go that.
Well, actually, no.
It shouldn't even be a question. I know this is what we're going to do. Do we each get a Z tier, and that's the only two things that get to be put in Z tier?
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say, no, you can't ask a question before we do this. But yes, Toasty, the rules are each of us only get one Z tier. And honestly, do we want a D tier, or should we just erase D and make it F? I don't believe in D tier games.
I can't think of anything I would ever put in D, you know?
I can think of something I would put in F.
I thought you were going to go a different way with that.
What does that mean?
That they're going to be like, I can think of something I do with my D.
Why would I ever? When have I ever said that?
That's so crude.
That's such a Dottadoia thing to say.
No, it's not. What the hell was that?
Oh, okay. We got to pretend like that's not how you talk when we're not on the podcast. My bad.
When
my
have
bad.
I ever made a joke that unsettling? Just, I know what I would do with my D. Does that sound like something I would say?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I mean, I can't fight public opinion. All I can do,
bro.
All I can do is try to change myself.
Have you heard yourself in Gears of War?
I didn't say shit about Gears of War. I just talked shit to the PlayStation players. And mostly just because it's funny. I mean, they're just good sports about it.
I definitely think D can stay, but only if you think about it like D is bad, C is...
Nah, dude,
well, I want an F tier.
You want to make it F?
Toasty, okay. Make that F and then color code it to be like red. So our current list is Z, A, B, C, F. Which for a Dragon Ball list, I feel is about standard. Again, only one of us gets a Z. This is, obviously, we talk a lot about video games. We talk a lot about Dragon Ball. This is the video game special. So we're going to do a lot of talk about video games today.
I had to analyze what we're looking at here, because I wanted to make sure that was a representation of Budokai 1 and not a representation of Budokai HD Remaster.
This is Budokai 1.
Which are drastically different things.
Sure. But we're saying that's just Budokai 1.
That is just Budokai 1.
That is Budokai 1. That is the alternate version of the box art, which I like more than... the one we have, even though the one we have is vibe-y.
What?
Yeah, I like that one, bro. I like
no,
it.
No, dude, the normal one's way better.
Can't really see that one in full right now, though. That's not really fair, you know.
It's the one that they use for the. There's an H. It's on the dude. No, I'm sorry. That
no. The one that they use on the HD remake is a redraw of that. Just like they redraw all the movies, redrew that.
The Budokai original art is so good. We're not here to argue about the art, though. So I know where I want to put this one, because I know how much this game means to me.
I know where I would put it too, but I'll let you say it and see if I want to.
I want this specific one. I feel as though it should be an A.
I would say drag it on up there, because I would agree, but not for any of the reasons you were talking about, dude. Like, what are you even talking about?
What I'm talking about is like I don't think the majority of games are on this list without Budokai existing.
I don't even necessarily care about that. I just think this game has heart.
I love this
game. Out of all of these games, I mean, obviously there's a few that have, but this game has the most palpable soul of any in the genre.
He's just saying that because it opens up with Dragon. Rock the Dragon.
No, but not even just Rock the Dragon. It opens up with a 3D recreation
And it looks
of the anime good, opening. It looks good. The menus are all really cool. The character
select, I love the character select screen,
the
man.
The character select screen. All of it looks really good. And then it obviously plays like the Budokai games.
And then don't forget, after every arc, the next episode preview that has its own theme. And it's just like the show. And then they show like a title card.
Exactly.
They literally make it as close to the show as you can even get.
Yeah, it is the most soul out of all of these. And I think that's hands down.
Oh, damn, dude. I'm so cooked.
What are you why?
Because, dude, I'm looking at Budokai 2 and I'm like, that, where can that go? But hey, Dotto, speaking of tier lists, I don't, it's not really a tier list, but you know what they could do right now?
What's that?
They could go be key members by going to patreon.com/key moments or clicking join here on YouTube. If you're watching us here on YouTube, you can join there and get access to a bonus gameplay video.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to tell you. Bonus more key moments supporting this, making cool things like this, and Dotto be able to fly out, Toast to be able to be here, having a cool setup like this even to be possible for those of you that support over there. Appreciate you. You get our reactions.
Dotto!
Shit. Other gameplay videos.
But we're pretty much wrapped up here. I mean,
Yeah. And other bonus like tours of this place. What? Is Toasty reacting over there finally?
Yeah, I've always wondered how Toasty reacts when he hears these, like, damn, I gotta fucking put something there. And I was watching his face and he was reacting, so it made me laugh.
Anyways, that's all the things that you can get by becoming key members. Appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Let's keep going with the tier list.
I don't even remember Budokai 2 or 3. I'm gonna be which one did I play?
What the?
You don't remember Budokai 3?
I don't know, dude. All these games blend together. I don't really.
Budokai 2 is the one. Budokai 2 is the one with the fusions, Dotto. All the different fusions.
Two's the one with the fusions. Two's the one that is the board. You're going across like a game.
Yeah,
board.
I think that's lame. That's B. Like, I mean, everything else is fine, but the board was lame as hell. It's fun now that it's different. But when that was the newest game, I was like, well, this is stupid.
Box art is sick too, by the way. I love this box art. But anyways. Yeah, so we're thinking B?
Nano's giving me a little bit of a death glare right now, folks. He does not like that I said that what I said about the board.
Dude, that
what else could it have been?
That shit is the most A Dragon Ball game of all time right there, man. That shit clears everything else we're about to talk about.
I'll allow it, but where are you going to put Budokai 3?
That's going at the top of it.
Exactly, dude. It's going.
These are three of the best games on the whole list. Like, no, what are you talking about?
They're not, dude, because these aren't even better than. Well, they might be better, but these two have direct competitors in later games. These are just equally as good, if not better.
Dude, no, these are what? Oh God, here we go.
I hope everybody.
He's already getting triggered. It's only the second one.
I hope everybody enjoys tuning into the list where three Dragon Ball fans suck off Dragon Ball games and everything goes in A because it's Dragon Ball. Thank you for tuning in, guys. So Budokai 2, I'm okay with putting it in A.
Okay.
But are we about to have the same conversation about 3? Because I can't even remember 3.
Dude, 3 is the best one.
I would say it is, probably.
3 is the one with the open world, like flying. And
I played this one, I think.
Yeah. I hope you, bro. If you didn't play Budokai 3,
in recent years.
People would be like, how dare you?
Budokai 3 is really good. Budokai 3 specifically, I think, is... I know that, like, you, I think, and Dino are both like, yeah, but the Infinite World does, like, Dragon Rush and all that shit better. But
definitely.
I don't care, man. Budokai 3, to me, is still just... I would rather play Budokai 3 than Infinite World. I'm just going to say that right now. To me, Budokai 3 deserves to be at the top of A. That's, in my opinion...
The top of space...
That just hit me with so much. Why did you even bring up Infinite World? This game isn't even as close to as good.
What?
It isn't.
Infinite World is just Budokai 4. Like
Infinite World is just but better.
Don't know.
What?
The battle system is just better in Infinite World in general, though. Like, not even just the Dragon Rush being absent, but like the whole battle system is just way more in depth. So Dotto's of course gonna like Infinite World more.
All right, here's my compromise. All right, listen, hear me out. Can we put Budokai 3 at the top of A, but then we move 2 down to B? Would you take that?
Yeah, I would take that.
Okay. All right,
that's what we're doing.
God, finally we got a list something on B tier, dude.
Yeah, we're three things in.
But these are also three of the most like loved Dragon Ball.
That's what I'm saying. We're literally starting with like to me the best games on this list to me personally.
But this game y'all played together. This is your first real experience with this game was y'all did it together.
That's so cute. Put that shit in F.
Yeah, put that shit in F.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
That is a dog shit game. That is sorry.
If I was being actually real though, this I would probably put this in like a D. We don't have D, so it can sit in F because. I do think
Toasty was fighting for the D.
Yeah, that's insane.
Sagas might be an F tier game, but there are just other Dragon Ball games that I see on here that are probably going to be F. Actually, no, Sagas would be F because there's another game that I would
Sagas is F. I'm sorry. So listen, by the way, we were a little, especially Dotto, even though he's such a fan of the audio listeners, but we were a little insensitive here. We were talking about Dragon Ball Z Sagas. And just as a quick little update. A tier is looking like Budokai 3, Budokai 1, B tier, Budokai 2, F tier, Dragon Ball Z Sagas. Up next, I'm assuming that's Tenkaichi.
Tenkaichi 1, yes.
Yeah, it doesn't really, I guess that's the Japanese cover art.
Yeah, that's the alternate cover art, yes.
Got it, because I was going to say, I'm not familiar with that, but this appears to be in chronological release order, so that's pretty cool. I think that this is, of the four Tenkaichi games that we currently have, I mean, this one is easily the worst. And I won't lie, this is a crazy take for me, maybe, but I didn't necessarily love this game.
I think it's a C.
I
just to put it bluntly, I mean, it does nothing better than either of the other two, which I could argue, like, coming up, it's going to be a little more interesting. But, you know, I don't even remember what this game does necessarily, but
it's literally just the same. I mean,
it's just the other ones, but worse. Like yes, I remember
that's the best way to put it.
It was fun. You know, it was fun. I liked it a lot when it came out just cause it was 3D. Like I'm not like the list looks the way it does, but if you were to ask me in a post Tenkaichi world, those 2D ones would have been like below this easy.
Hang on. What do you mean?
Like if it was, now that I'm more mature, I have a little more taste and I've seen, you know, some different culinary dishes. I can have this list look like this. But as a kid, this one was in 3D and it looked way cooler. So it would have been above everything else.
So as a kid and all my friends, which you found out we were all like PlayStation heads too. But all my friends, we actually mostly shit on the Tenkaichi games. We would only play like get-togethers. We would load up Budokai 3.
Oh my god, how old are you guys?
I genuinely didn't realize how much people liked Tenkaichi until becoming like a YouTuber and stuff. Like
that is insane.
My first time playing Tenkaichi 3 on a PS2 is a literal YouTube video from like 2019 or 2020. Like I didn't play that game until way later.
Genuinely insane,
which makes me really biased to 2. As we're getting to here.
How I felt is just literally like Budokai was cool, but it was obviously old and obviously ass compared to Tenkaichi anything.
No way, man.
Yeah, that's how it was. That was
it. Controls so much better. Like
I don't know how you boys were getting down, but if you weren't talking 3D, nobody wanted to talk.
Nah.
That's
not how we felt.
Bro, it was crazy.
I am on Dotto's side here. It was definitely very hard skewed to Budokai Tenkaichi. As soon as it came out, like something about the 3D-ness of it made people like, even Budokai Tenkaichi 2.
It just feels so bad compared to the Budokai games, though.
Not even close. I mean, it didn't even matter because you were in 3D.
Like the Budokai games, to me, this is how you're fighting, you know. But like with Budokai, you're actually like, you know.
I think he appreciates how much more tight it is.
Sometimes the way people talk about Budokai, I wonder if I like, because I don't ever feel that. Like it's fun. Like it's definitely more of a coherent combat system because this is a party game. Budokai Tenkaichi is more party. The other one is, I mean, obviously it's still casual, but it's more nitty gritty. It's more fighting game. But back then that didn't matter. It was just straight up, just walk around in 3D, hide behind like, you know, in the plains map, you could hide behind the hills, blast it open with a burning attack. I mean, that's all you really needed.
I still liked those games just fine, but compared to Budokai, because that's what we're making a tier list here comparing these games. Nah.
And I'm saying I get you, but back then, like,
I get what
it would have been hilarious. Like this would have, I would have laughed. I would have been like, okay, dude. Yeah. These guys don't know anything. It's just 3D or nothing.
So speaking of Budokai Tenkaichi 2, I don't know if we've ever talked about this, or I think we have maybe on the podcast, but I have a hot take on here. I mean, not to jump ahead too much, but I think I enjoyed 2 more than 3, but 3, again, it could have been my experience with 3 because I played on the Wii. And
I like the Wii.
I ended up not playing it much on the Wii because I didn't really like playing my Wii. So
two had a better story mode if that's what you really played. It just had a better story mode because it was like Budokai 3.
That's what I was going to say. Two is the more interesting aspect because this does have a better single player campaign because I recently played through all of this. And it was, I mean, it's not anything great, but it's better than anything 3 has. I would still say I'd enjoy 3 better.
I feel like 2, they've hard focused on the story, which made it like just like shine amongst it. So what are we thinking then?
2, I don't even know if the hard... What are you thinking now? I would say maybe like a B, but like maybe like...
Dang.
I would say maybe a B. Like what? Just up a little.
Nano?
Sure. I'm not going to...
You said you enjoyed it
more than
3.
You're not going to argue for it? You're just going to let it sit?
All right. You don't understand. I mean, I guess like...
I didn't realize how much you were a Budokai guy.
Yeah. No, I'm not really going to bat for any of the Tenkaichi games. They're
damn, dude.
Like, if this were my own personal list, like...
So why were you even hyped about Sparking Zero, bro? Like, were you just pretending? Like, you just wanted to be Budokai.
If it was Burst Limit 2, though, he would have been so
bro,
much...
Yeah,
bro was just
mask on. He didn't want Budokai Tenkaichi. He wanted Budokai.
I did want Budokai. Yeah, I said that in multiple videos.
Did you?
Yeah. I said that in multiple videos. But, yeah, Budokai Tenkaichi, I still liked more than, like, some of the things were coming up. But, like...
I'm concerned that how... Bro, nobody ever in your comment section... This is how I would imagine you'd get responded to by modern-day Dragon Ball fans, which means me. If you were like, Budokai... Like, this is just when Sparking Zero is coming out. Budokai Tenkaichi is finally back. I wish it would have been Budokai, but I would have paused the video and went, Lamau, this guy wants Budokai or Budokai Tenkaichi.
Yeah, now look where we're at.
Well, I ain't saying that. I'm just saying that...
Give me a freaking game that plays like Tekken with Dragon Ball characters, and I guarantee you people are talking about it way better right now than Sparking Zero.
I mean, if it was an actual 3D fighting game, then yes, I think it would just continue on. But that's an older take. I'm not even making fun of you. I think that is a wise thing to say. I don't even know if I necessarily agree with it, but I think
he's calling you old, by the way.
It comes from,
I don't care.
It comes from wisdom, dude.
I've been on the internet a while now, bro. I've been called unk and old for a hot minute. It pretty much is what it is.
Dude, I want
to
know.
I have to be true to myself here with this list.
So we're fine with 2 and B?
Yeah. I think we're going to get judged on where we put Tenkaichi 3 here.
I don't think so. Because I don't know where you want to put.
I would be like, if this were my own personal list.
This will give you hard judgment. People are.
If this were my own personal list, I'd be cool with it being at the top of B.
Okay. Well, I think I don't want to take over too much. I think I would be fine with putting it at the top of B, even though to me, this is the most nostalgic Dragon Ball game of all time.
Again, I think this is, again, I have to preface this. This is a tainted game for me because it was on the Wii and I just didn't want to play that shit.
The thing is, like, I only had a Wii. I didn't have, well, I mean, my PS2 was just in a different house. But I liked it being on the Wii. That made it way more fun to me. Like doing the Kamehameha, doing the Spirit Bomb. I couldn't play online.
I think our like 5-ish year age gap, that
it's really showing.
It shows on that specifically.
I can't wait till we get to the more agreeable part of the list for us. Cause this is, it's tearing us apart, honestly.
Again, I'm cool putting it up in A. I mean, I really am.
I would say bottom of A or top of B.
It's freaking Tenkaichi 3. Like, I understand it.
I'm not going to lie, bro. People are going to...
It's my experience was tainted because I had it on the Wii, and I've told you this before, and I've talked about this part on the podcast, but, like, I was so... This sounds so fucking, like... But I was sad. I'll put it that way. I was sad because I really wanted to experience that disc fusion system that they talked about with Tenkaichi, and I couldn't do that because I had Tenkaichi and Tenkaichi 2 on PS2 and then Tenkaichi 3 on my Wii. And obviously there's nothing.
What was
you
the fusion
there.
System?
I still don't. I've never looked into what that actually, I can't remember what that does, but it's something where you pop the game out, you put the other two in to confirm you had the other two, and it unlocks something for you in Tenkaichi 3 on the PS2.
Damn.
It does something.
I mean, that sounds awesome.
We can put it at the bottom of it. No, I'm cool with that. Because the other stuff's about to fill out. That to me, I
have other games I want to put in A. I think putting it in B is not only more true to you, it's more true to what the list means as a coming from key.
So are we doing this as soon as something's placed? It's not movable?
It can move.
We've always been rather fluid with it. But for right now, I want to leave it here because I think it's true to what you say. I'll just leave the asterisk like, yes, it's a very nostalgic Dragon Ball game for me too. And remember,
is the top of the list minus Z we can only put two games in Z. Z can only have two games.
A is the top. Z is just the personal cream of the crop. Well, coming up next, I mean, is Birth Limit.
Shit, dude. It's so top heavy, but I fucking love this game, dude. For me, I like this game more than the Tenkaichi game.
It's a great game.
But I get it. But I will say I'm fighting for this one. It is not going beneath B. I refuse to let Burst Limit be beneath B.
I don't know who you think your ops are. I agree with you. Burst Limit for the Frieza part, after that, it falls off like a fucking brick. Because it's just, I mean, it's whatever. They didn't finish it. But I think it's the best story. I talk about Burst Limit casually. We've talked as we were here how good I think the Frieza Krillin scene is.
Yeah.
Here in the English sub. I think it's great. The Goku fight where all the active like animations are going off as you're fighting. There's like so many. This game could have been something special. And already I think it is pretty good. Like if I'm going to do this is why I'm okay with trashing the Budokai games. Is because I would rather fight in Burst Limit.
I mean, Burst Limit, I think Burst Limit, you give it the love and care that Budokai like 3 and Infinite World got.
Man.
And Burst Limit is probably my favorite game on this list.
Burst Limit should have been better. Burst Limit should have been the best of this formula.
You give them another year of dev time, and that is my favorite game on this list. But
I would agree.
It has shortcomings.
It is actually as close to Budokai 1 as you can get.
Yes, 100%, which is why I like it so much.
I even like the way it looked. Like, it looks a little weird, but it looks really cool.
Man, it looks so good. You throw that shit on an emulator and, like, play it at 60 frames per second. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't care where we put Burst on. I don't think we should put it in A because it is not finished. Like, there's nothing to it.
Can we split the Tenkaichis with it? Are you cool with that?
What does that mean? Sure. Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine.
All right. Cool. All right, man, we're at the final of these games. No more of these. This is the last one of these. I mean, I like Infinite World. It sounds like it's your favorite of this formula. So
it is, yeah. Infinite World to me is, and I'm not speaking on nostalgia too long, but I loved Infinite World because, as you know, eagle eye viewers, if you're watching the video, might notice Burst Limit has a little PlayStation 3 next to it. And came out before Infinite World, which is on the PS2.
Yeah, Infinite World was such an interesting one, man.
Which I really appreciated as a kid with no job and no money. So I was like, whoa, what? Different time.
08 or was it the end of 07?
08, I think.
Different time, because I remember, like, this is back when I would, I didn't know games media. I didn't have any way of getting news. I would walk into GameStop and go, please let me find something cool. Please let me find something cool. And I saw that and I was like, whoa, I have never seen this.
I also do like the cover art of Infinite World.
It looks good. I like the font. Like,
putting Kid Buu in the center was a very strong decision.
The Infinite World, like the font, just looks cool.
Dude, what the shit? What do you think IGN gave this dumbass game?
9 out of 10.
No, they gave it a 7 or 6.
This is absurd. They got rid of the half scores, right? They don't do half scores anymore.
I don't know.
You just bought all their shirts. Were there any half score shirts?
No. Otherwise, I wouldn't have bought all their shirts.
Hang on. Let me scroll down. Are you fucking ready for this reveal? This is crazy.
They gave it anything under a 3.
Greg Miller?
Oh, that's crazy.
Greg Miller reviewed this? Look at that. 3.5.
Damn.
They got a 3.5.
3.5 is
Jesus
actually
crazy. Christ. What did it do?
I think they were just so console pilled at that point because the PS3 and Xbox were already out. So they were like, well, this is just outdated trash.
So here's the thing. I watch a lot of Kinda Funny. By the way, this came out in 08. That is such a long... The PS3 came out, was out for 2 years. The 360 existed for 3 years before Infinite World came out.
Well, that's fine, dude.
That's so late in the console cycle.
That's not
cycle.
So late, bro, because little...
Back then.
Well, no. I'm saying it is so late. But I'm saying that's a plus for me, bro. I walked into that little the GameStop. I didn't have no goddamn PS3.
But hang on. Can I read his... Do we care?
Yeah. No, I do care.
If you desperately... Here, this is the verdict, all right? So this is their little, like, statement.
I wonder how much of this applies to
If you desperately want a silver lining to this disaster, there really isn't one. Sure, the game's only $30, features English as well as Japanese voiceovers, and packs more than 40 characters. But none of this should make you feel the need to buy this game. This sounds repetitive, the graphics are shoddy, and the gameplay isn't fun. Do not play Dragon Ball Z Infinite World. Now, Greg does not know anything about fucking Dragon Ball. He's never watched it. I'm not sure why he got signed on to do this. 08, he would have probably been pretty early into his IGN career, so maybe it's just kind of like, here, Greg, we need to get something out on this. But Greg knows nothing about Dragon Ball. He's definitely a mismatched reviewer for this. I watch a ton of Kind of Funny content, and he does not care at all about Dragon Ball. But 3.5 is crazy for Infinite World.
I'll give him that the graphics can be a little ugly at some points.
I mean, it's literally just Budokai's engine. I mean, it just looks like Budokai, but instead of... Budokai 3 came out in 04. So instead of you playing Skimming a 4, you played it in 08 when you could have played like fucking Uncharted and shit. So yeah, I mean, this game would have looked ugly at the time.
Wasn't it also the first gen PS3 where people could like play it on their PS3? Like they can insert, because they had a PS2 in it, right?
Toasty, there's one right there, man.
Yeah.
There's one.
Right, I'm not looking at it, but I know. But I mean, like,
where are we putting this though? Sorry, this is enough fun facts about Infinite World. Where do you want to put Infinite World? I've been overstepping and talking a little
Greg
too
put
much
it
here.
Down here.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine being put it in like maybe a B. Like it can be a low B.
So you're gonna let me put 3 up and be our current top game when you think Infinite World's the better game? Why are you not fighting a little more for this?
Because
he agrees with Greg.
Because I told you the Budokai thing is like this is my favorite Budokai game, but. I don't know. Like, I don't really care. These don't really do anything for me.
Doesn't feel very collective. The only two A games are ones that I really like. Okay.
Well, no,
actually, that's not true.
Budokai 1, I think, is legitimately like so much fun to go play and check out because it has so much style. Infinite World doesn't really have that much style. It's just, I think, the best of that kind of style, like of that kind of game.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Like, I don't really. Every game above it, I have a reason for playing. Infinite World would just be like if I wanted to play that style of game, if it had been a while, and maybe mods, then I would do play it. But other than that, I did a whole story mode playthrough. The story is like fine. It has some mini games, like the Krillin Destructor.
Yeah,
I actually like that there's cutscenes because there weren't any cutscenes since Budokai 1.
Yeah, I like the cutscenes, but there's not that many, and it's. It's fun. It's the best one out of all these, but it's not. I don't want to put it. Like, am I going to move it above Budokai Tenkaichi 3? No, not really. Or Burst Limit? No. Because Burst Limit looked better. And I think. I don't know. It's a hard game to place. I think it's. But well, I'm not going to lie, dude. Like, I'm looking at the next couple of games coming up. This B tier is getting stacked.
I would love to know their decision as to why putting this
is
on the PS2.
Is it getting stacked? Oh, man, we might have some interesting conversations, huh?
Dude, can we agree on
something
one thing?
Something might have to get moved, bro.
Can we agree on one thing?
Where do you want to land Infinite World? I'll let you be
I
the
like
ultimate
it right
decider.
Where it is. Okay. Toasty kind of ended it right in the middle of B.
Like
that's
it
fine. I like that.
All right. Just a tiny little update for the audio listeners. A tier right now is Budokai 3 and Budokai 1. I'm not sure how Budokai 3 is up there when he thinks Infinite World's better, but somehow he's settling for it to be down in B, but whatever. I feel like some shit might get shifted around here in a moment. B tier is Tenkaichi 3, Burst Limit, Infinite World, Tenkaichi 2, and Budokai 2. C tier is Tenkaichi 1, and F tier is Sagas. Up next, we have Dragon Ball Raging Blast. Man. Now, to my gut tells me this is the most C tier Dragon Ball game of C tier Dragon Ball games. Like, that's where I see this game.
I agree with your interpretation. I think it is a very C tier game. Although I like the way Raging Blast looks.
I do too.
I like the way this one looks more than the second one.
Yes. Yeah. I don't like the second one's aesthetic as much. But Raging Blast is a really impressive looking. Raging Blast and Burst Limit being so close in proximity of release, and they have very timeless like graphics to them. Like they are super impressive at how well they've held up.
Raging Blast is also. A lot of these games on the list are a lot of nostalgia, but Raging Blast, I played a ton of, and I just thought it was there. The elements I like the most about Raging Blast is all the different unique stuff. Like when I found out you could burst this, like not the bouncing of the spirit bomb backwards.
Oh yeah, you talk about that a lot.
I do talk about that a lot because I make that joke a lot in every game. It's like, oh, bounce it back, huh? But Raging Blast is why I make that joke, because it like actually when that happened for the first time, I altered my mind. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, that you can do that? I need to check out every other team on this game, bro. I need to see. I don't actually know if that's in the first one or not, but these were the first videos I made on Dragon Ball. I would record Raging Blast matches.
You know, I'm looking at this list of games. This next game we have to give our opinion on is probably the one I've played the least.
Really? Well, guess what? I played it the most. So.
Raging Blast 2?
Raging Blast 2 and Ultimate Tenkaichi are definitely, of the games that we are currently reviewing or currently placing, are two. Those are probably the two games I've played the least on this list. I did not put much time into either of these games.
My least is definitely, we're not going to talk about it for a while, but Battle of Z. I only played the beta and I loved it. I love the Battle of Z beta, but so that was so surprising when people were like, I fucking hate Battle of Z. I was like, damn, what happened?
I loved Battle of Z. I'm just going to let you know.
Then we can't do this because people hate it. And on the beta, I remember it came out around Christmas.
Dude, can we play it on Vita together?
It's on Vita? Yeah.
Yes, that's how I played it. I didn't play it on console.
Oh, I don't even
know. That game and J-Stars were like the most like Vita pushers of all time.
Dude, that point. It looks amazing. I can bring a Vita down here and we can play together. I have two Vitas and two copies of that game.
Well then yeah, I would love to do
that. That'd be a fun like little like video, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like
I'm— Do you have a Vita?
I do, in my house. I didn't bring it, but
do you ever play it? I love the Vita. The Vita's like such a—
I want to, but to be honest, my charging cord is broken. So
do you have a 1000 series?
Whatever the first one.
Uses that proprietary connector. Yes. They changed to a normal USB in the 2000 series.
I was the first. I bought my Vita first.
Yeah. Well, the first one is better though because it has an OLED screen. They switched to an LCD because they're cheaper. Yeah, it has an OLED in that fucking handheld. Mm. They were ahead of their time. Anyway, Raging Blast 2, man. Toasty,
you take it away.
You said you have the most time on this. You take it away.
I probably have more time in Raging Blast 2 than most of the people watching this video right now. But flex. I will say that, yeah. This game is very, very mediocre. As a game, it's like Burst Limit with not being finished. But this one got finished. It just wasn't good. Like, a lot of people like the graphics. I don't like it because to me it feels like super overshaded, like it's trying too hard.
Yeah.
I like it.
You do?
Yeah, I like the way Raging Blast 2 looks.
Wait. So do you think Raging Blast 1 or 2 looks better?
Probably 2.
Dude.
He's on the other side.
We can pull it up and look. Maybe I'm—
Please,
wrong,
pull it up. Pull it up. Pull it up. Pull it up.
I just think it looks way better.
I just can't agree. But to each their own.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say Raging Blast 1 looks— But like, to— See, me, look this, at that. This will God. Always look good.
That just looks so much better.
No, I was going to say, they let that linger too long, though.
Yeah, dude. Jesus looks so much better to me. Dude, this washes Xenoverse 2 so hard. This looks so much better than Xenoverse 2. Look at that! There's no shot in Xenoverse 2 you can get that looks that good. All right, we've seen it up.
I see where you're coming from, Dotto, but... I just don't agree.
It's just a little shaded.
It's like if you like shading,
if we
you
had
don't
cut
like
that because it was like loud and but basically, I don't know if I changed my opinion. I like the way one looks though. It just looks like very not shaded, like almost like colored manga. Like it's not shaded in.
I will say
cleaner than Xenoverse.
It is definitely shaded because we can look at Xenoverse and Breakers, and Breakers has no shading. Breakers is just raw models or something. I don't really know what's going on there. There's definitely something going on, but you're right. There's like a filter with Raging Blast 2 for sure.
But Toasty, where are we putting—
Yeah, where are we putting it?
I would say Raging Blast 2 would probably go in C, probably under Budokai Tenkaichi 1.
Hell yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't give it.
I'm fine with that. I think that's fine. I think both Raging Blast are C tier games in the current zeitgeist.
Actually made a story mode, it would actually probably be on par.
Story mode would have done a lot. I did, as when I was younger, I appreciated it. I was like, no way, it comes with a movie? Hachiak is the—
I wasn't
dumbest.
That even that much of a
it's
kid.
It's so funny because it's just a remake of this like a movie from the 90s. But
well, I never saw it, and I just thought it was Like, I was in. Dude, I was tapped in. But when they beat Hachiak by counting to five, I was tapped out.
Guys, I just got in trouble.
What happened?
I just got a text from my wife.
Oof.
Live on the podcast.
Okay.
Pretty sure you owe me some cookies. I did not eat that many.
Ooh.
I bought these cookies like just literally 3 days ago. And I definitely, when we've not been here at the studio, when I've not been here at the studio and I go back over there, I'm like, I have a few cookies and then I have a few more cookies.
Can we still tell the full story about the cookies? Because when we came to the studio.
Yeah, they were here.
You were like, they were in. Nana was showing us the pantry, giving us the tour. And he's like, oh, and I already got it pre-filled with snacks. I said, no way, cookies? He said, oh, actually, those aren't supposed to be
that's
here.
The one thing that's not supposed to be. Yeah, supposed to be a surprise.
Thanks, dog. Thanks for putting it. So it turns out they weren't supposed to be here. They were just for you, dog.
Well, yeah, they were supposed to be for my wife and me, but I may have just eaten most of them myself. They're tiny, these tiny little thin cookies, and they're just so easy to just eat. And a serving is only five, and I probably had like 50. Anyways, up next, this is the most free to me, it's so easy. It's so easily F to me.
Yeah, no, it is.
You've done a playthrough on this
below
game.
Below or above Sagas?
Below.
This
game is actual.
I cannot believe when I get comment. I'm like, you're trolling, and they're not trolling. They really believe that that is like the Dragon Ball game, and no, I'm like, crazy.
I think Ultimate Tenkaichi is, there have been a few creations in this world that have actively like, you know, I think everything brings worth and has value. And you know, Ultimate Tenkaichi does in some ways. But when I played this for the first time, part of my childhood died. Where I was like, all right, life is not magic.
This is the first one that I would say of all the ones we've listed that feels like a cash grab.
Definitely.
Not even. The thing is.
Maybe he didn't Sagas, but I think Sagas. I don't know. Sagas
even
is different.
Sagas I had fun with back in the day. But the thing with Ultimate Tenkaichi is, like, looking back, they tried. They added CACs. They did all these like cool little cutscenes. That the reason it hurt so bad is because like the gameplay is so ass. Like whoever greenlit this was the dumbest guy I've ever seen in my life and should have been fired and lost everything. Yeah, a little match rug. Somebody was doing that and actually hit the Fantastic Four. Like, wait, do that again.
Do that again.
Was that a rock, paper, scissors match? That was one of the coolest things of all time. And that's the whole game. And it's awful and it sucks. And it basically, I got clickbaited.
I'm serious. I've said this multiple times. I was like, and I guess now with how hard, I've only been harsh on Tenkaichi because we're doing a fucking tier list. But I mean, I liked Tenkaichi and I thought Tenkaichi was back. And I'll say multiple times, like I was really into like video game journalism and shit. And so I was pretty proud of myself with how much knowledge I felt like I knew about all these games. But that one specifically, I just didn't really look into. Went over to GameStop after I got off work, picked up Tenkaichi, got home at like midnight because I worked at a movie theater and didn't close until late. Was super excited to, you know, dive back into a little series I hadn't played in a while and was greeted with nothing to do with Budokai Tenkaichi at all.
God, dude, that game was so awful.
The game pissed me off. I'm not kidding. How far do you have to get to that Great Ape sequence? Because that's where I got to, and I said, fuck this game, and I never played
it
again.
It was like two, I think it only does two fights, and then it does the Great Ape.
Yeah, I think you made it like 20 minutes.
I said the next two games are the two games I probably played the least, because in Raging Blast 2, I just didn't play much.
This one like actively makes me mad. None of them actively make me mad. Ultimate Tenkaichi, because one, I really like the like box art and everything. Like, again, I made videos on Ultimate Tenkaichi talking about how awesome it was going to be, because like, when you're watching the games media cover it, it's probably for the best you didn't see it. Because people would cover it and go like, these cutscenes are the craziest cutscenes. And they are. They are. But that's because that's the whole thing.
I don't know if you guys mind.
I've never even seen the cutscenes.
It's not like crazy. But it's just like, they'll fire a beam and the enemy character will go, and then like actually get blown away.
Yeah, from the jump, this game was actually kind of misleading. Like, I don't know.
I don't know if
you guys would mind looking at the original trailer cuts it like it's actually Budokai Tenkaichi's sequel.
Yeah.
It doesn't show you any of the rock paper.
Pull up the original trailer. Maybe turn the volume down just so we can still talk and maybe. But I remember feeling so misled. I felt so misled. I was like, this is not at all what I thought it would be.
Damn, you can tell this is when Tosi was on his shit with YouTube, because I've never seen this. Holy shit.
Project Age?
Yeah, I've never seen this.
Holy shit.
This is what announced the whole thing.
Okay.
Maybe I wonder if this is going to give me a flashback. Maybe I did see this. I don't remember anything called Project Age.
Project Age 2011.
Dude, I know this is going to piss me off already. See, look how cool it looks. Oh, come on, dude. I'm already clickbaited.
The Unstoppable Saga lives on with Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my god, look at
that. That's just cut like it's Raging Blast dude, gameplay. Dude,
even the people cutting the gameplay knew this shit was ass.
Oh, dude, beam clashes are back.
Yeah, beam clashes are back. Bro, look at this. Wow, all that happens while fighting? No, they're just showing you
Dragon Ball Game Project Age 2011.
And then they show you this.
They're literally showing you, like, cutscenes that happen when you play rock, paper, scissors.
It's actually low-key infuriating, I won't lie.
I hope, you know what? I hope you guys aren't watching the video version of the podcast, because that is upsetting. Wait, scroll down. I want to see the thumbnail
is so sick.
What fools we were. Oh my god.
Bro, you see all the old comments.
I like Ango 52391.
It's just a game of rock, paper, scissors.
I love how this series never dies, no matter how bad the games are. True. This game was ass.
Yeah. What all a right. true shame. I love the way it looks, though. The graphics, I would say, are what Raging Blast 2 was going for, but it didn't complete it.
I like Raging Blast 2. I think Ultimate Tekken goes over on the shading. But yeah, most F-tier Dragon Ball game of all time.
Oh, is that the one that's missing? The Dragamosphere Connect that you wanted to...
That would be another F-tier anyway. That's just Ultimate Tekken again.
But it had Super Saiyan Bardock, though.
F-tier.
I would say
if we had a D-tier, I'd want to put it in D, but that's perfectly fine. All right, up next, Battle of Z.
You're not going to argue this case?
No. Battle of Z, I never played. You guys go ahead. Tear it apart.
I think if this were me doing it raw, which I guess I do from time to time, but Battle of Z is going to be B tier for me.
Okay.
But I would say it's probably like bottom of B tier, but I really liked this game. I honestly loved this game. This game was the first Dragon Ball game that I was into enough to go to and look up Dragon Ball YouTube videos. I never looked up Dragon Ball YouTube videos. I was like a COD guy, you know, look up some GTA 4 shit, but I never looked up Dragon Ball gaming videos. Battle of Z is how I found Rhyme Style for the first time. Now, I won't sit here and like be a fake fan and act like I knew I was watching Rhyme Style, but it was like when I would watch Dokkan videos about a year-ish later, I was like, wait, I watched this guy before, and I was like, oh, shit, Battle of Z. So, I don't know. I really like this game. I know a lot of people shit on this game, as you already mentioned earlier. For some reason.
Well, it's also mostly Rhyme. When I say that, Rhyme is it really Rhyme? Talk shit about Battle of Z.
Does he?
Well, like...
I guess he does. You are right.
Rhyme and some of his friends.
But I think like... Well, hang on. Here's one of the guys that made content with him back then. Toasty, how do you feel about Battle of Z and B? Do you hate that?
I'm not a huge fan of Battle of Z, but I won't... I'm not gonna say it's the worst thing ever. I just think if it looked better, people would have had way less issues with it. But it just looks so bad. It's probably the worst looking like AG Dragon Ball.
Again. I think it's really crucial to understand. I played this on the Vita, and this shit blew my. I was like, I'm playing fucking Dragon Ball in the palm of my hands. This was crazy.
I think again, this is why I loved it, and I only played the beta because I didn't have a job and no money, so I couldn't buy it. But when the demo came out on Xbox 360 Christmas, I don't remember what year. Great year.
2012 or 2013 or something.
Great, fantastic year. Came out near Christmas. This game. Deserves some love for the fact that it had the 4v4 fights. It was four, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that is
you
a format.
Teams of four, yeah.
That was a format that they carry over to Xenoverse, and I think is the format of the future that I think people are going to eventually buy whenever Bandai recognizes that. But yeah, Battle of Z, I thought it was sick. The 4v4 fights, wait, I was like, this is insane.
I think this demo
would have been 2013. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
Demo would have been 2013. This game came out in, I believe, 2014. It would have had to have because Battle of Gods came out in 2013, and Battle of Gods is like a core. Like, yeah.
It's crazy to think about. I don't want to go off on a tangent, but Battle of Gods being 2013 is kind of crazy because I remember Battle of Gods being like, damn, Dragon Ball's coming back?
Yeah.
But now 2013 is like, damn, it wasn't even away for that long, to be honest.
Nah, we're in a drought.
It's worse now.
I can't keep saying that. We got a series this year. It's just like.
No, we didn't.
You know what? That's fair. Fuck that. I'm not.
I think Diamond should have just been GT length.
I'm not. Let's not quit. Let's not keep like tippy toeing around this bullshit, man. Nobody wanted that shit.
Whoa, dude! It was good for what?
I'm kidding. We enjoyed that. We've already had this discussion many times.
We just dragging it at this point.
Yeah, we do. It's kind of a bit at this point.
Anyway, we're dragging it because the next game is Xenoverse.
One? No, Xenoverse 1.
I'm not going to bat for Xenoverse 1 that much, really.
I'm going to bat for Xenoverse 1. No, I get... If I want it to be realistic, I can't. But this game, man.
I like this game. This game was... You spoke about this. Now, granted, I don't know how we're releasing these 100%. Man. But you just spoke about that. I can't remember if it was on podcast or not. But you just talked about reconnecting with an old...
friend.
I'm trying to think what the fuck is
the longer
game pass.
The longer you hesitate, the more it seems like you're gonna say lover. And I just wasn't like
that's not it. No. But like, what you would consider, I don't know, like somebody that like
my
brain is breaking, man. Fuck
there's
me. I think
no
I'm
word
so,
for old
like
friend.
Like somebody like you would like have on a friends list, but I feel like there's like
acquaintance.
No, he just wants to say old friend, but he's looking for like a fancy word for it.
I think so, but like, fuck, dude, whatever. Let's just move on. There's no point. Anyways.
Somebody in the comments, please tell us, what is a fancy word old friend?
I don't know. Something about like being in a game chat lobby with somebody. I don't know. I'm thinking of like what the word is, but I don't know, dude. Whatever, man. I'm moving on. I had somebody I hadn't talked to in a long time message me on PSN because they saw me on Xenoverse and was like, dude, I've been craving a Dragon Ball game. Is this good? I know you're the Dragon Ball guy, which is funny because I really wasn't anymore, but they knew me from like I'd kind of fallen off playing a bunch of Dragon Ball games at that point. Like, as I just said, I think I went right. Raging Blast 2 was into Ultimate Tenkaichi, right? One of those like back-to-back releases.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then Battle Z, I was a Vita guy. So like Xenoverse was the next, I hadn't really played a console game since, shit, I don't know. Maybe Raging Blast 1. I guess Raging Blast 1. So that was like a 5-6 year stint. Anyway, it was just fun. I just, that was a very weird side tangent. It's just Xenoverse was that game that got somebody I hadn't talked to for like at that time 5+ years to like message me to be like, yo, is this game good? And I remember,
dude,
I actually sunk my teeth into that game quite a lot.
Yeah, dude,
I was not a creator. This was just me playing Dragon Ball. I hadn't even had the channel yet or
no, I wasn't making videos or shit. I just literally, like, all my friends were playing Xenoverse. Everybody was so into their character. We were like,
it was bullshit on about Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta though.
I didn't remember that. Like him.
Oh man, I had a whole rant video about that one. That was bad.
You couldn't buy him. You couldn't get him. Yeah. You had to get a day one.
You had
edition.
To pre-order it.
It's crazy to think about this because I really didn't watch videos or was
same.
In that
I didn't watch any Xenoverse.
And also,
at all.
I just this is such an outsider opinion. I never got why people at all care about characters being in Xenoverse. I'm not playing characters in Xenoverse. I'm playing as me, dog.
I don't like Cax though. I've told you that.
Yeah, but I don't get that. It's like, it's you. You can make whoever you want.
I want to be Goku, though.
It's a Dragon Ball game. Wants to be
if
Goku.
I want to be Vegeta. If it can be me, I want to be me.
I want to be Vegeta, man.
I mean, I like playing his characters,
that's
too.
Me,
like
for real.
Fighters, but no, Xenoverse 1, obviously, it's worse. It's worse than Xenoverse 2, but man.
My wife's calling. She says, if I come down right now, I can get in the bath.
Oh, shit. I was like, what are you talking about,
dude? I'm like Vegeta for real.
I was like, what are you talking about, dude? But no, Xenoverse 1, Xenoverse 2, I don't think recaptured that same. It is better in every single way.
I get what you mean.
It didn't have that nuclear impact.
I get.
When
yeah.
Xenoverse 1 hit, shit changed up.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like a meme now. But I think it could be summed up best with Pro Jared's reviews of the game. Like, that's who I watch. I was watching
the fuck kind of drop is that?
that's a mythical core.
Dude, yeah. I did not know where that was going. And I definitely was bracing myself for a Dragon Ball creator. And this motherfucker said, Pro Jared. The fuck is this?
I wasn't watching Dragon Ball.
Pro Jared, dude, you guys, if I was setting up, I would have fallen over from that shit. You took me out of the ankles with that one, bro.
I didn't know Dragon Ball
fuck?
YouTubers were a thing. I was watching game reviewers. Okay?
Holy shit.
And I'll
dude.
Have you know, Pro Jared made top 10 dicks in gaming. Toasty, pull it up. Toasty, pull it up right now. You better pull up top 10 dicks in gaming.
Do you really want me to search
yes.
this up?
That's top 10 dicks in gaming.
Yes.
I'm scared, bro. Oh, we got a
sign for my age. Sign in.
Oh, UK. My God. I think if you click sign in, it will...
No! All right, just go back.
Toasty.
All right, number 10.
Rewind it. I got to hear what you're saying.
This is awesome already.
This is a crazy...
Boobs are everywhere in video games, and they're stupid. Let's talk about dicks. Top 10 dicks in gaming.
Oh, I've heard people do that. Okay, so that's what that's from.
Oh yeah, I've seen this as a Twitter video.
I love this game.
Damn, those peeps are banging over there.
Oh wow.
And then this dude gets a gun and lets his dick hang out. Nuts. Gotta take some points off though, dude. You're just banging this chick and you're all floppy. Why are you pushing rope, bro? Rolo got the best jerk in SoCal, bro. So good, it's all bound up.
That'll What's number? I want to see the number one like bacon gaming.
He knows he's got some good jerk when it's at the forefront of all of his attacks.
I cannot wait until you explain why.
Dude, you want to know how when Grand Theft Auto 4 DLC is worth it? It's worth it when it's got some sweet dick, dude.
Holy shit, dude. Tom
Cruise doesn't support no one. He turns around and bam!
Oh, that's an actual car.
Manscaped that shit.
They did do that in GTA.
What's number one? Skip to number one.
Damn, dog. We all know the King of Cosmos has a huge dick. Look it. You can't help but stare at that bulge. That's why he shows it off all the time.
I think you're giving him way more. See you next week. Yeah, number two. Can they go a little further?
Oh my
grandfather of dicks and video games.
Oh my god, he's got Custer's Revenge on here.
Fun fact, did you know that the average dick size for a person
that's actually meant to be his dick?
Yes, this is like a really racist. This is like a famously racist game.
Oh,
I didn't know
it really is number one.
Yeah, number one is Custer's Revenge. Okay, weird to put that one on the top 10 dicks in gaming. But anyway, I bring up Pro Jared to say that when Xenoverse 1 came out, he was really hyped about it, but when
so why did top 10 dicks in gaming?
I don't remember.
I don't understand how the fuck we just got to watching top 10 dicks in gaming.
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember.
I don't understand how we went from Xenoverse to Nisi's talk on the screen, man.
I don't remember how we got to the top 10 dicks
in gaming. I just don't understand. But somehow we went from Goku holding up his R in his hand with Xenoverse in his fucking hand to me seeing somebody in GTA with his dick out. Ranked number 7, by the way.
Also, this gave me so much more censoring work. That for no reason. Just give me a whole lot of sense.
Yeah,
no,
I don't think you show any of that. Dude, you can't just sit and cock out. Dude, like, that list is outdated because Outlast Trials would definitely be on the top 10 list. That list is very outdated.
I'm definitely downloading the censored video, and that's what's getting used. I'm not doing
how this. How committed are you to this bit? Would you upload top 10 dicks in gaming on Dotted Oi, or are you too scared?
You want me to make the next...
Your own list.
You want me to...
Compile your own.
Also, Pro Jared's become a much more controversial figure now.
Yeah.
You want me to
That's
come
why
out?
I'm like,
you want
like
me to come
it
out?
It doesn't surprise me that you're telling, like, from what I've heard, I don't know much about this human being, but, like, from what I've heard, I don't know that surprised me to be that much. But yes, I think it would be, well, I mean, dude, with Cyberpunk now, that's probably got to be number one.
You want me to make the next updated top 10 dicks in gaming video? How do I intro that, Nano? Do I go, how's it going, everybody? Dotted Oi here. And, well, it's been a little bit, and Pro Jared's list is out of date. So welcome to 2025.
There's a lot more cock now.
There's a lot more cock. It's gotten a lot more, like, woke.
How did
is
we get here?
Woke?
How did we get here? We were talking about Dragon Ball Xenoverse, man.
What is woke about cock? I'm so confused.
Oh my!
Why is that woke? Just Nano's face. Is cock woke? Is cock woke? And yes, and yes, cock is woke.
Oh,
so anyway,
shit.
Where would you guys put Dragon Ball Xenoverse on YouTube? I'm thinking B, high B. Maybe
I was gonna say
B?
Nano. We actually met on Xenoverse 1, if you don't remember, during the beta, the closed beta.
What do you mean y'all met?
That was the first time that we ever even like
y'all walked up into each other in Canton City.
No, because of Ryan. You don't remember? Nobody could get in. You don't remember that? Oh.
Except for Rhyme?
No. Rhyme and everybody else was getting in, but they kept getting disconnected. But that was the first time that I ever even spoke, like, even in the same call as Nano.
Not for Xenoverse 1.
Huh?
Not for Xenoverse 1.
Yeah, bro. The closed beta, I remember it. I was on Kami's Lookout when you joined. I remember.
You are thinking of somebody else, brother.
He's pretty confident. He sounds confident.
I didn't make my first YouTube video until October.
I'm not saying about YouTube videos. I'm just saying,
I didn't know Rhyme Style until like August of 2016. This game that was like 2 months before Xenoverse 2 came out.
Hold on, because now this is interesting to me because Toasty sounds really confident.
He does, but that was not me.
You sound really confident.
I didn't play the closed beta test of Xenoverse, and I didn't know Rhyme Style during the closed beta test of Xenoverse either.
That's great. Well, I guess it's
Toasty, update me. Do you think you're wrong, or do you think he's?
I don't think I'm wrong, but he's giving me some cold hard facts. So maybe I am
Xenoverse.
I don't think so.
One.
I kind of feel like I'm leaning towards Toasty. He sounds like pretty committed.
We can ask Rhyme. I mean, maybe Rhyme could tell me that I'm wrong.
Dude, Xenoverse One's release date was February 5th of 2015. I didn't make my first Dokkan video until March 18th of 2016. So I promise you I was not in this shit like that. That was not me.
2016 was a great year too.
Dude, I'm not kidding. I got Xenoverse on a weekend on a whim. I didn't even buy that game at launch.
Yeah,
like,
unprofessional check. How long have we been going?
Oh, we've been going for about to hit an hour.
All right, yeah. Xenoverse is a V tier game. Or
the
what
top 10 dicks in gaming really drug out the run.
Come on now, no, it didn't.
No, I think to me, I think my honest opinion is Xenoverse should be. I think looking at this list, I think here's what I think we should do, because I don't want it to be over this, but I think Tenkaichi 3 should go to A, and Xenoverse should be the top of B.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay. I mean, I'm happy. That's probably how I would have had it on my personal list. Even though Xenoverse, I think, is a better game than Budokai Tenkaichi, I just think that two existing, like, kind of.
Well, yeah, because now.
Blew
now,
off the map.
Now that we're at two, I think two is probably. Here's the thing. I don't actually fully 100% believe this, because you guys heard, if you watched the whole thing, you know how I feel about Budokai 3. But I think that Xenoverse 2 is the overall best. What Dragon Ball embodies as a show, I think it is the best. I think it is the literal, like, it is the top of A tier.
It is the closest you can get to actually playing Dragon, which is the only shame. The only negative I have about Xenoverse 2 is that stupid box art cover. I fucking hate the cover of Xenoverse 2.
With Bardock and...
No, like, just, like, the shaded Goku.
Yeah.
The angry Goku.
It's a funny meme, but, like, why is he so pissed?
As far as box art goes.
But, yeah, no, top of A for Xenoverse 2 for me, like, instantaneously.
Yeah, that's. I mean, dude, do we have to play this dance?
No,
can you just fucking do it?
Yeah, top of.
Is it? It's come,
yeah. Just fucking do
no,
it.
No, that's not good ethics. We don't choose our Z tiers before the end of the show. No,
we know
we're not,
you.
We're not currently ranking it. Based
we
on where
know
it is.
You.
But what if you take Fighters and put it in the Z tier?
I ain't doing that. I love that game, by the way. But I'm
Fighters
not doing
is
that.
Top of A, Toasty. Let's not even mince words here, bro.
I'm just confused.
Whoa! We do it at the end.
Oh, okay.
But I will agree with you. Listen, man. I don't care. I think Xenoverse 2 is. But Fighters is the best game on this
Literally,
list.
Literally, this entire list could just be Fighters and Xenoverse 2. Honestly. Other than like. You know, the building blocks.
I think it's so
there.
Funny all the time we've given all these other games, and I think Fighters is genuinely, and we just had this conversation, I think it is objectively the best Dragon Ball game on this whole list.
Yeah.
But it's funny that we're just going to kind of move on, because it's just like, it's just this understood thing, I think, with the two of us.
Well, because I have a whole fucking 6 years that you can go back and me glazing Fighters.
Yeah. But this is one we really agree on, though.
Yes.
This is like the one thing I really will agree with you on. I think Fighters is literally the best Dragon Ball game that's ever been made. And I just don't even think it's close.
It's just such and again, I gave Xenoverse 2 shit for this. The worst part about Fighters is its box art. I think its box art is like way too like generic.
I've grown to like it, but yeah,
I've grown to like it a little bit too. Like I think up there with all those other box art, it kind of stands out to me, but I think that might just be because I like it. But I'm also not going to deny, and I know this because I bought the collector's edition, it literally just looks like all the other art you get with any collector's edition. Like that style of like Japanese art, which is actually named after an artist, I think, or like a style, but I don't know the style or the artist. But Fighters, top of A tier.
Up next, we have the only International Heroes game that we've ever got and we will ever be getting. There were rumors that we were going to get like a final, here's everything from Heroes in one game that would go out globally. I guess that could still potentially happen. But this is Dragon Ball Heroes World Mission, released in 2019. I really liked this game a lot. With that said, I unironically would not mind putting this in this is either a top of C for me or at least bottom of B. Like I liked this game that much. I don't know where Dodd is out on this. I don't think he's a really big Heroes guy. Or did you even play this game?
I tried until I actually got bored to tears and fell asleep.
Fuck,
but, so I'll settle for top of C.
Okay. Okay,
I think if it was on every console and not just the Switch, I think it probably would have been. It would have done better.
It was on PC.
Nope. You guys are woke and you're trying to hide your feelings are coming before facts. Americans do not give a shit about Heroes. No Western, no person that can natively understand what we're saying right now gives a single fuck.
I know people that do, but sometimes it feels a little bit fake to be hype for Heroes to me. That's like the way I see people hype about Heroes is how I think people feel about me. Sometimes they're like, he's just getting way too excited. And it's just like, it feels fake to them, but it's real for me. It's hard for me to.
Heroes kind of feels like Dragon Ball if it was like more comic booky, like multiversal and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, it has no impact at all. Like me seeing two Gokus next to each other, I actually can't even force myself to give a fuck. I literally, and this feels like weird to say because it was my tweet, but the most I've ever made myself laugh on Twitter is I was like talking about Heroes. I was like, I just really want to see an adult Gotenks. And it was like, dude, adult Gotenks is real in Heroes. I was like, Dragon Ball Heroes could have fucked my mom and I wouldn't even know. I actually do not care. I don't give a fuck. Adult Gotenks existing in Heroes is like saying that Nano drew a picture of adult Gotenks. It's the exact same to me. If you showed me you drew Goku Super Saiyan 5, I'd be like, wow, Nano, that's very cool. Super Saiyan 5 Goku, awesome. But Heroes is if I had to pay for it.
Either way, it doesn't make it real.
Nope, it's not real. It's fake. It doesn't exist.
Now, what is real is Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, and I cannot lie to you, Dada. I want this game to be A.
I'm fine with that. I think it's the best RPG Dragon Ball game. No, we just lost the whole list, guys.
No, you didn't.
I told you to erase the whole list so we have like stakes in the video.
Oh, that's crazy.
Nice. All right, we're back. But Kakarot, I don't like RPGs, but it is the best Dragon Ball RPG. So
this is where I'll bring up there's a couple games this thing is obviously missing, which are like Legends and Dokkan. I don't know that there's probably some of you guys that have mentioned that for sure. But as much as I love those games, I still probably wouldn't be pick one of those games for Z. But what I want to bring up with Kakarot is that it is the closest to modern day Legacy of Goku that we'll get. And Legacy of Goku would be an A tier for me. Actually, Legacy of Goku 2 or Buu's Fury specifically. For me, for Kakarot, I think splitting the Budokais, that would be where I would put it. I've really grown fond of this game. I enjoy this game a lot. I think the weakest DLC besides the first two. Have you touched the Daima DLC yet?
No.
So besides the first two DLCs, which are like mini sub story things, they weren't even like what they sort of like became to be. Because you played like the 23rd World Tournament. And the
I played
right?
that one.
So the weakest DLC is easily this most recent Daima one. Surprise. Because they split it up. Shit, dude. It should have been one whole DLC drop. It shouldn't be a part one and part two. But other than that, I've loved everything about Kakarot, to be honest, minus the couple of missing scenes that are such strange omissions from that game.
No Final Flash.
Yeah. Up next, we have Dragon Ball The Breakers. This one has a soft spot for me personally. But even with that said, it's probably like a C game. I wouldn't put this in F. I think there's people that probably think we're about to put this in F.
No, I don't. I'm not that kind of guy. I do think it's a top of C game.
I actually would put it at top of C.
I do think, sadly, and obviously I don't think you'll ever rate this like this, but this game is very quickly going to approach the F tier category because it's just going to be unplayable, like non-existent garbage. But for the record, as it stands right now, this is a very C Dragon Ball game. Me and Nano have fun with it.
I have fun with it, yeah.
Yeah, I have fun, and I think it's fine. We've tried bringing it up in some groups, and you really do need everybody on board to have a good time.
Yeah, and they also probably want to understand the game a little bit, too.
I think the only major sin I'll say about Breakers, other than it costing money for what it is I really don't think it should have... Well, this actually has to do with it costing money. I think if every survivor just had skills and you could pick the skills... And it was nice and easy because every time you try to get a Breakers lobby together with people that aren't Breakers heads, it's how do I get the skills? Where do I go to get?
Dude, making a mandatory intro where you have to play bot games.
Well, that was also bad, but that kind of a creator issue a little bit. But yes, also that was bad.
That's not just a creator issue. Like if you texted a buddy right now to hop on, they have to do a whole hour worth of thing before they can even play with you.
Yes.
That's stupid.
It is true. But also when we were playing, they should have paid. Those people suffered because they didn't pay attention to the story.
That's fair. That is fair.
But that wouldn't always be. I think the biggest issue is just like if everybody had the same fun tools, the same abilities, it would just be a better time. But yeah, very C tier Dragon Ball game. Who gives?
We're at a very interesting one here, Dada.
It's Sparking Zero discussion time. I mean, where do you want to go with this? Because I think my discussion is actually very boring. But I think we both kind of think it's overhated.
I think it is overhated. I think that Sparking Zero, compared to these games on this list, is an A game.
Yeah. I would put it above. Well, honestly,
wait a second. Hang on. Does Budokai Tenkaichi 3 unironically get booted down to B? Because why would do we really need, like, Sparking Zero is just better Budokai Tenkaichi 3. I know there's people that just cringed at me saying that, but.
Oh, Budokai Tenkaichi. I thought you were talking about Budokai 3. I was like, why are you moving that down?
I mean, you could if you want
if
to.
If you want to move Budokai Tenkaichi 3 down, I would be, because that's where it was. Because Sparking Zero is the better Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
There's some people that are mad at us making that statement.
For World Tournament mode. Sparking Zero does that horribly, and Budokai Tenkaichi does that better. But other than that, I don't think it's better in any single way. Except for the Switch version, it's probably going to suck ass.
Okay.
But that's true. I mean, maybe kids would like it because the motion controls.
I mean, I'll probably find out sooner than later. My kid actually really likes Sparking Zero.
I mean, I'll probably make a Sparking Zero Switch video.
I asked you that the other day, and you said no.
Well, I was thinking about the motion controls again, and it made me smile.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, dude, I think it's just a fact that Sparking Zero is just modern day Tenkaichi. Like, I just, there's so many people that really
Rhyme
don't believe
disagrees
that.
With this take a lot.
But I think it is. I just think it is. Like, I think that it is fulfilling those shoes of what a Tenkaichi is. And I can say with full confidence, trying to go back to play the mod for a video, I enjoy Sparking Zero more than the older games. That's just me.
I thought this the first time I ever played Sparking Zero. I was very impressed because it was literally just Budokai Tenkaichi 3 again.
Yeah.
Everything moved exactly the same. The combos were exactly the same.
It's a little bit faster, but.
It is faster, but I like that.
Yeah, same.
It controls a little bit better with the movement. Everything I don't like about Sparking Zero is in Budokai Tenkaichi 3 and worse, except for World Tournament mode is the only thing that is objectively, I think, sticks out to me as like, wow, that is bad. But I mean, modern Dragon Ball game, I kind of saw that coming. It's not interesting. I would like a Rhyme would be a good person to have here because he does disagree with this. And maybe there's single player aspects I'm forgetting. To me, I'm not really playing it for that. And the best single player for Budokai Tenkaichi is 2. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not even the argument here either. Right?
Like, I enjoyed the single player of what I played of Sparking Zero more than I remember anything of
Sparking Zero. Sparking Zero single player is, it has some high highs, but it has way more lows, man.
Yeah, that was also, I'm surprised, like, this isn't really what people got on its ass for, but when we first played Sparking Zero for the first time, I was like, oh, this single player is going to piss people off.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, this is not a
slideshow single player in 2024 is crazy. I still can't believe but better, I guess, to have included it than to not, because the more content, the better, typically speaking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at least say this for Dragon Ball games. My closing remarks is at least the lowest low on this list is still about 2 tiers higher than where I would put Jujutsu Kaisen Curse Clash.
That game is so bad.
That game is so bad.
Yeah, I would rather play Ultimate Tenkaichi than that game, and that says a lot, bro. I feel the people will have definitely words over a couple of these placements, but at a glance, this feels pretty typical, I think, of a generalized, you know, take this for as a compliment, Dotto or not. I don't know. I don't know if you want to go against the grain or not, but this feels like a general modern Dragon Ball tier list. I don't know. I don't really see anything too, like, again, I think there's a few Raging Blast heads out there that are going to be pissed off that that's in C and below Breakers. But other than that, do we want to adjust anything, really? I don't really see anything that sticks out to me terribly. Maybe putting Breakers over the original Budokai Tenkaichi.
Whoa.
They could be.
Just a maybe. You know, put this up here.
You know what though? I kind of want to stand my ground on Breakers a little bit, because if right now you're gonna ask me which one I want to boot up, I'm booting up Breakers over Tenkaichi 1.
Yeah, I would just pick. I always think about this on list, but if I want to play Breakers, I have to play Breakers. If I want to play Budokai Tenkaichi 1, I want to play Sparking Zero, or 2, or 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's multiple games I'd rather play than that.
Never mind. I'm chill with this because the list is about to change a little bit anyway. So I'm chill with this.
All right, Z tiers. Nano, you go first.
Yeah, man. Hang on. What do you think I'm going to pick? Because we all know what you're going to pick. What do you think I'm going to pick?
I have no idea.
Toasty thinks I'm going to pick Burst Limit.
In my fair world, you would pick Xenoverse 2.
Yeah, but I'm not picking that. Oof. I'll just spoilers. I'm not picking that. Listen, man, I'm just not a Xenoverse. Like, I can understand Xenoverse 2, and I have probably 100 hours in that game, but I'm not picking Xenoverse 2. That's not my Z tier Dragon Ball game.
That's fine.
Damn, dog, you don't know?
Budokai?
Yeah, it's Budokai 3.
Oh.
Budokai 3 is literally my favorite Dragon Ball game, dude.
I didn't know that.
That's why I'm biased as fuck against Infinite World, but I love Budokai 3. I'm sorry.
My Z tier is Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Wait, what?
What?
Dude, no, I mean, it is. Toasty, what's yours?
For me? I don't... Like, it probably wouldn't be up here. Probably Infinite World, because it's my favorite of the Budokai games. Like... And I actually
like you were silent when I was over here fighting the good fight.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were, dog. I was the only one fighting, dog.
I said no. I was talking about how I like the combat in that way more than I do in Budokai 3.
Well, I'm not gonna.
We just didn't agree on Budokai 3.
Move it up to Z tier, dog. You're saving something that I literally said. Yeah, I guess I'm okay with that.
This is just for me, and this was also the first time that I really like faced something like difficult. Like it really challenged me to beat. That on the hardest difficulty, like that was, I went through a whole character arc for that one.
I did that too.
Damn. So I'm not gonna sit here and I'm just saying it is personal, but like I think Infinite World is just the best of the Budokai formula.
I did that too. There's no items type shit.
There's a nice curve to this.
Yeah, we did a good. Every time we do a tier list,
it's actually like a pyramid.
My hidden agenda is I'm always trying to get that bell curve, and I think this time we nailed it.
We did. Damn. Well, there you go. There is the key moment,
dude. Can I say one last thing before we end?
Oh shit!
I wish we were haters, because if we had breakers in F,
I know it would be perfect. It actually,
God, I wish you were in a fucking world hero stand, bro, because it's literally standing there staring at me like, bro, I'm right here. God,
I'm sorry, man.
No, it's fine. I mean, it almost perfect is still close.
Do it just so we can see it real quick,
dude. Look at it, just like just do Toasty, it. Move it down, like
just move it.
No. Yeah. Oh, that is nice.
It is really perfect. But get that,
move it back.
Get it out of there. It goes against my yeah. God. All right, that is the key moments Dragon Ball Z console tier list. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Be sure to hit the like button, subscribe for more content. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.